Good evening, everyone. Good evening. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and you've tuned into Paradigm Shifters. Very often, this is an interview show, but I haven't talked to a lot of you for a long time. So this is the second week in a row we're doing a live interaction call-in show. And you can join us by calling 888-627-6008 when you feel like it. I'd like to talk to you about the turmoil on the planet. And normally I like to start with a meditation, but we'll just do a short recap. And I want to say, because there's so much turbulence and so much turmoil, you can do a lot to both center yourself and evolve, but also protect yourself. So we're going to just take about 3 minutes here and do a little bit of arranging of the frequencies. You and I are frequency flyers. And to protect ourselves, what we want to do is arrange some of the frequencies coming down from the universes and some of the ones around your body, mind, and develop a bit of a, I want to say a hiding place or a protective place, a place that offsets turbulence from really hitting you hard. So let's call in above our heads a golden ball. Oh, first I like to say, let's call in the presence. Whatever that means to you, let's call in the presence to wrap us all and be with us all. And now above your head, see there a golden ball. It's about 2 miles up. And below your spine, another golden ball. It's about 40 feet down. And from the upper golden ball all the way down through your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae by vertebrae, drop a filament of starlight. We're all made of starlight, referencing the Edgar Cayce material. We're all made of starlight. You can choose to move frequencies your way, bring it down through your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae, to the best of your practice. Feel it moving through each vertebrae until it reaches that lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball, drop a gold pyramid of light. It's about waist height when it lands. Then upside down, poking into the lower golden ball, another golden pyramid. And if you push the two together, you get a big diamond called a double tetrahedron. And in that diamond, you can perhaps feel a kind of a male energy, a strong energy, as the energies bounce from one wall to the other, to the other, to the other in this sacred structure. Now, inside of that, create a crystal ball. The crystal ball will suddenly help you feel the feminine energy, the energy of support and creation. Good. You might even see it shimmering and sparkling. Inside of that, your inside, remember you're skewered on the starlight, and inside of that crystal ball, see yourself in a star tetrahedron, one of those amazing multidimensional Star of David figurines that we see. And remember, this is the same style and shape as your Merkaba, which is your light body, a vehicle for changing dimensions. Feel, see, and know this wonderful star all around your body, mind. And then spin and spin and spin and spin that star. Good. And we'll stop the meditation in just a minute, but as you spin and spin, you can see in front of you a magical screen on which you're going to create a movie of manifestation, however that looks to you at this time. something you want to create on the planet. Maybe it's peace on Earth. Maybe it's balance for the Arctic animals. Maybe it's quelling the fires. And maybe it's calming the winds and the rains. Good. And when you see this manifestation whilst you're spinning in this light body, remember, change the energy, change the reality. As you spin and spin, your energy is changing, and you're releasing old thoughts and feelings, old belief structures. And so as you manifest out there, your manifestations can become more and more real. They can be energized. So see yourself putting on this magical screen, the pictures of what it is you want to help create or create in the world. Good. And I don't know how you feel, but as we do those little steps, I feel a higher frequency running all around and through me and through you. Now, this is a show that's a protective tool. This meditation is dropping you into center, which is where you become empowered enough to become more and more unlimitable. And then what we're going to talk about today is anything you want. I'd love you to talk about your soul's journey. Let's talk about politics. Let's talk about what's happening in the world. Let's talk about your relationship to many dimensions. Let's talk about anything that's on your mind and maybe limiting you or expanding you, and let's enjoy ourselves. So you can call in 627-6008. I'd love you to call in. We have one caller on hold. And I'd love you to speak with us, Miss Joni. Are you there?
I am here.
I'm so glad you called in. How are you tonight?
I'm really good. Thank you.
Oh, good. So am I. So what's on your mind?
Change of mind. I'm in the middle of very intense change, and the plan I thought I had fell through. And so when change occurs, you know, it's the unknown, and the unknown is scary, and that doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it.
Oh, exactly. So what fell through? Was it the person you were going to meet there?
Yes, the roommate.
Okay.
Situation fell through. And so I had my little panic moments, and so I've had to change and be willing to do something else in a different part of the state, which is fine. You know, so here's a question, Veronica.
Okay.
The universe provides a step to take.
Exactly.
The step then falls through. And so what does that mean? I don't know, that there's another step in another direction.
Well, what's interesting to me, Joni, and I was speaking with someone else about this today, is what we were told is about 15 years ago, but it's got more and more and more than it was before, because things have sped up rapidly. Things are changing very, very, very fast. So if you're headed in a direction and it looks like the universe has placed some rocks on your path so that you could, lily pads, I guess you could say, crossing a stream. And when they change, you have to drop attachments and move into the next one. And it's scary for us, because we used to plod with a great deal of diligence, but there's no plodding allowed. We're stepping quickly. And you are going to be drawn into, I can't believe that predictions really hold. So I've always told my client, or lately I've told my clients that without fail. But I do say that in the very, very near future, you're going to be directed yet again into a slightly different place. And it's going to be quite fun for you. It seems like you get directed in a way that's going to seem whimsical, or something, and but you're going to find yourself getting footing on in ways that you never thought before. It's like not one person, but a kind of a group or a little orderly group, maybe an organization. But if it's an organization, it's a small O. But this little group is enticing you into a different kind of community consciousness, and that's going to be very good for you. The other thing about the fellow is it probably would have gotten a bit sticky fairly quickly, and you would have been in a different kind of conundrum, right?
Right.
Because you're very quick to
See that. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're quick to judge yourself. So remember this. If you did, you would be judging yourself, and that is usually a thing that takes us a while to recover from, you know?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah, so the universe is holding your heart and saying, come on. Come on, girl, let's do it this way instead. And what I like is there's more than one person involved, which means you get a certain kind of support that's ameliorated by a number. Do you see what I mean? Sometimes just one-on-one is a bit tricky.
Yeah, sometimes it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when there's a lot of turmoil, right?
Turmoil?
Yeah, there's a lot of turmoil on the planet, and there's a lot of turmoil in the southern states right now, and there's a lot of turmoil, you know what I'm saying. There's a lot of turmoil up here when there's fires and so on. So I think you're going to find a more stable, the environment, that's what we always do, these geometrics. The environment will feel a lot more stable when a number of people are focusing in a certain way consciously. And that's why I think you're going to end up in, not end up, but you're going to step into a kind of a community situation, you know. And I don't know if you're an artist yet, but you will become more and more artistic there.
Oh, that's great. And instead of Las Cruces, I'm going to Albuquerque, of Albuquerque on a farm, on a little farm.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. I feel really good about Albuquerque.
Do you?
Yeah.
I know they have. I'm excited.
They have a healing community there, or not community. They have a healing school there. I know that.
Oh, you talked about that, the Light Institute?
Well, that's one of them. That's in Galisteo, right? That's very, very, very near. Now, did you look that up? The Light Institute with Chris Griscom?
I hadn't looked it up yet. I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah, don't worry about that. But there's a friend, a very good, dear friend of mine, who became quite the healer through massage classes in an Albuquerque institute of some sort, healing group. And she continues to do really well and works with animals and people and all kinds of things.
Oh,
but she got tremendous experience. Yeah. And you should be doing some of that. You've got a really wonderful, pretty darn bright spiritual light. You've been through a lot in your life, but this light is just emerging more and more, and you're going to find all kinds of ways to be a purveyor of that light. Purveyor meaning that you will help people in this way, that way, and the other. It'll become your avocation and then your vocation. Does that make sense?
Hallelujah. That's exactly what I want, because I know that's who I am.
But the steps to get there are sometimes a boot in the butt by spirit taking you off what you think is your course and into your real course, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for being my first caller tonight, Joni. It's a delight to speak with you.
My pleasure. And I really loved our session. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I did too. It was wonderful. So keep on growing, girl. And you got to keep us posted. Call back in
sometime.
I totally
will.
Know where you are.
Thank you. Okay.
Now, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, now that call was wonderful because you and I, a lot of us are being redirected. I keep talking to people, and in my work, I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and trying to, even though it's hard for me to do without getting distressed, pay attention to what's going on politically. And we know that there's absolutely tons of refugees all over the world, don't we? They might be running from fire, winds, rain, greed. They're running from the alt-right controls of many, many countries around the world right now. It's pretty tricky in the U.S. of A, where democracy is pretty much gone under the, what would you call it? Democracy has been gobbled up by ownership, by money, by purchasing and deception. But I'll tell you what, we've heard about this for a long, long, long time, that people would be squeezed more and more on this time on the planet, where we would learn exactly where many, many secrets would be revealed. That's been going on a while with people like Snowden and WikiLeaks and all that in a major way. But as we learn more and more and more, we have more and more people on the move. Joni's one of them. She's not on the move exactly the same way. But a lot of people I know have been packing up and moving and trying to find where they belong, where's their true home. Other people are just running for their lives because their homes have been consumed by, as I mentioned, all those things. So if you look at the evolution of humanity on this planet, the current evolutionary phase is one where we're literally having to release what we believed. How I perceive with my guides and angels is that I see these downloads of energy that are just like, they come through the universe as I can feel them kind of like and see them. They're like tsunami waves, but they're way out in the galaxies. And I used to kind of question myself terribly about 15 or 20 years ago when I would see them and I'd say, well, you can't see galaxies bouncing in these things. That's what you think you see. But over time, with enough other influences, it's validated the fact that the out in the universes and across the universes, with many, many, many stars and galaxies and everything, whatever you have out there, besides some debris from all of our explorations, the universe, the frequencies are changing in many ways. So many times when the frequencies change, they don't change on one in one galaxy. They don't change in one planet like Earth. What happens is these waves move through, carrying many new frequencies, and they touch. And they, if you want, they penetrate or embrace planets and stars and everything else, because everything is changing. So nothing in the universe stays the same. Does that sound like you and me? We never stay the same either, do we? So anyway, what I'm seeing over and over is that time is speeding up. The frequencies in our planet have moved up. The frequencies in human beings basically have moved up, even though we have a lot of very dark-souled people still here trying to run things. The frequencies are moving up and moving up, and you are a frequency being, right? You are vibrational first and foremost. A lot of you know this one. They say that if people but 200 years ago came and looked at us today, they'd see us as shimmering. They think we were kind of magical. It's because the frequencies continually move up. And that is the essential fabric of being a human being. That's why a lot of people like me look in and see what your frequencies are doing. And are you transcending? Are you stuck? Are you trying to hang on to that which was, which won't remain the same? You know, and like with Joni, she's got the courage to let her fingers, her grips, release what her plans were so that she could readjust to how these winds of change are coming through her world. And she's going to do, by the looks of things, she's going to do really well. But she has to stay light, because if you hang on to things and the frequencies are moving through you and through all your manifestations and your dreams and your predictions, guess what happens is if you hold on to your steering wheel as you go around the corner, you get almost get your arms ripped off, right? So calamitous events happen when we hang on tight for what was but is no longer going to work on the planet. So I seem to be talking in circles, so let me back up and say, we know there's some terrible hurricanes, right? And there's some terrible storms going on and people are suffering. I keep reading about all the fires in British Columbia and in Montana, and they're over in Europe as well. All kinds of parts of the world are burning or flooding, or the winds are taking charge. And there's some discussions of people blaming and saying God is punishing. I don't really believe that, but I do believe this, that we have fooled around with the atmosphere without any consciousness. We have messed up the earth plane without much consciousness about that. And there are those who want to continue fracking and drilling for oil and, you know, and saying there is no climate change when the temperatures are literally moving up in the waters, and that's changing all of the topography on the planet, and it's changing our air levels. And it just goes on and on. So we've got this side against this side. It's like the flat earth society against the round earth society. It's like the people who said the sun moves around the earth versus the earth moves around the sun. So we've got some very, very interesting clashes on opinions and so on. And I really think that a lot of these terrible storms are in, and I think a lot of you think this actually, are in direct response to the fact that we've tampered with all kinds of, like, harmonizing with nature and understanding what nature needs and not listening to her. And so many, how can I put this without sounding simplistic? I think we are being taught at this point, instead of blaming one another for all the traumas and so on that are going on, I think we're having to learn to stay still at moments and really feeling what the messages are from the planet, from the earth, from one another, from some of the great seers and wisdom people out there. It's time for us to stop. If we don't, you know what's going to happen. But it's time for us to stop in the sense of becoming sensitized or to empathize with the earth, to listen to the birds and the flowers. And I hear in the northeast of America, there's a lot of, like, what they call ghost forests, because there's been so much toxicity and certain beetles and so on that, and this is happening in California as well. There are certain beetles that up in the mountains where the snow, the frozen times each year always killed them off, and then the trees would flourish. Well, because it's warmer and there's no killing them off in the winter, they're taking over huge forests, and there's an awful lot of depletion of greens and forests and stuff that we all took for granted. It's very important to pay attention to those things, because, well, what else do I want to say? We have, let me see, who all wants to ask a question? Why don't I go into questions? Here's a question here that was given to me. Oh, isn't that interesting? Here's a question from Peg. Says, what does Mother Nature want us to do to help her? Exactly. That's a very good question, Peg. We were starting to talk about that. I hope you're listening. And part of what we're needing to do is pay attention to what she needs. We can't, and you and I know this, we can't by nature go off and stop some of these people who are brutalizing Mother Earth. But she really needs us to stop that. We're poisoning her, and it's overloaded. She's overwhelmed. Now, there are those who say she's angry and she's spitting back at us, and that could be true. I tend to be a little more cautious in saying that sort of thing. But they're drilling and they're fracking and they're going back into dredging for more oil and pipelines and all of that to make sure we all get enough money and get enough gas. And you know that Mother Earth is saying, you know what, you guys, you're digging holes and we're turning water faucets on in certain parts of the country, and what's coming out is fire, flames, poison for people to drink. And there's no way to heal some of that stuff. So I feel like Mother Nature needs us to let some of these explosions go on. She needs us to let some of these winds and rains and floods, I don't like to say this, but anyway, that's what the guides are showing me. She needs us to allow some of these incredible, painful experiences to go on to clean things up. You know, they talk about the wolves. There were too many, so they needed some of them to die. It's kind of like that, isn't it? It's a bit scary. I'm not preaching that we're all going to die, but there's going to be an awful lot more. My guides are assuring us that the way we are being destructive of the planet, more and more people will pass, partly because there's not enough fresh living space to sustain as much life, and animals are suffering, and the in the seas, in the oceans, you all know this, that the corals have bleached out and that a lot of the fish are dying, and there's huge, from Fukushima and so on, there's an awful lot of radiation poisoning in the oceans. That's where we get our air, our oxygen. So we got ghost forests and we've got poisoned oceans. And what does she want us to do? I think we have to look and we have to see that it's symbiotic. What we're doing on the earth has a direct rapport with what we're doing and what the earth needs. And the rapport is a destructive one on a collective level at this point. Look at the wars and stuff we're doing. And look at all the resources we're fighting over. Just an incredible thing, isn't it? Anyway, that was a long spiel. I don't know if I can answer this, Peg, but one of the things I do know, and we have another caller, and I'm very pleased about that, but one of the things I do know, we go back into the meditations, if you and I can actually center and absolutely design the style of frequency that we're radiating out of our frequency flying bodies, and we're also emanating into the earth, there's a great deal of healing that can go on. Some of us in the meditation group we're doing have been sending, have been tuning in to the elements of water and fire and wind and earth, tuning in and harmonizing and soothing the rapport between some of us and those. And those people that are famous shamans who create rain for droughted areas and so on, that's the kind of system they use. But everything I've read says you can do it too, and so can I. But that requires tuning ourselves like a little tuning fork and being in touch with the very alive elemental spirits of the weathers, as I said, wind, air, fire, wind, rain, fire, and earth. If we can tune in, we can calm and quell some of it, and we can help with the destruction. Everything is frequency, everything's energy, and we can influence that part quite well. Also raise your voices and complain about the fracking and so on. Now we have a caller. My caller is Michelle. Hi, Michelle from the Great West.
Hello, my dear.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm well. I'm just joining you and tailoring into what you were saying, but bringing it down to a more individual level. So my question is sort of a combination concept application. So I'm going to stumble a little bit. So I apologize for that because I haven't totally formulated it. But
well,
we may grade
your call, Michelle.
Well, I that's okay. I'm not even sure if there's a system to grade this one, but so looking at taking the picture of what you were just bringing out into the awareness and talking about focusing in on frequencies and helping really specifically shift from that perspective. On an individual level, I've kind of been hearing from different sources in this time in our space in the planet at this time, there's a lot of different frequencies that seem to be more accelerated in some cases and for some people. I've noticed that friends, family, and myself, that it seems as if things are more difficult to move through at times. The challenges are more resistant. And focusing in on our own frequency, and as you've taught previously about lifting our own vibration, seems to help quite a bit. Have you heard and seen in your connection with others that it seems to be more challenging out there on an individual level as well, in reflection of our planetary experiences?
Oh, yes. I first of all, I love the way you described all that. You get an A, okay? I graded you as an A.
Well, you couldn't see me, but I'm waving my hands around as I'm talking. So.
I can almost see, I can feel the frequency. Well, I've got to say this, that, you know, I practice, and a lot of us do, like collecting our wits and having the energy run through. But I have found it extreme. I found that the energies on the planet as these various, like my roommate, she when there's an earthquake coming, she feels it. She doesn't know where it's going to happen, but she feels it. And her body pressures go a little awry. I'm not that way. Well, how I am is my energy feels like somebody's many, many different winds are blowing at it. But I'm astrologically a lot of air, a lot of hot air here. But you know what I'm saying is, I am trying to say to you that it's different for everyone. And people who are in a state of total resistance about things might feel it in terms of body pain or holding patterns in their own body. Does that make sense? Because they're being buffeted about by
change. Right, and there's level of frustration seems to be growing with a lot of people because their ability to move in what they perceive forward with whatever individual projects or experiences they're having is becoming more and more difficult for them.
Yeah, I agree. I've had terrible technological problems over the last couple of months, actually. And you're the one who mentioned that this sun flare was probably one of the biggest for a long time, and it has really disrupted technology all over the place. And that being said, I want to throw this out as well, is my guides had said, when it starts to get a lot of turmoil like this, then they've asked a brilliant techie fellow named Bob, many of them are named Bob, good grief, anyway, to make sure he can keep computers running, because it's going to get tricky. So back to people not being able to get what they want done. That's a symptom. And anytime the world is in big turmoil, that's pretty common symptom, isn't it? For one reason and another.
It is. And some of these seem to be not even technologically related, but just it seems like it's denser isn't the right word, but people are having more difficulty just moving through their lives.
But don't you think fear is at an all-time high, too? And fear is a pretty thick kind of vibrational reality, isn't it?
That could also be, yes.
Yeah, I think that's really quite true. Because when I look around, like right now, I'm looking around some of the people that you know, and I'm saying there are some people who are, they're not as, let me see, I want to say evolved, but what I mean is they're not as awakened. You know what awakening is? In the awakening,
and
we talked about...
And that was my thought, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And when we talked about the planet Earth and we need to start sensing and feeling what she needs, awakening really includes that in people about all kinds of things. And some of the people around you are in defense against what's going on. It's like when Joni called in, there's no point in her being in defense against the changes, or she'll get gut aches and, you know, it'll be a holding pattern in her body, mind, a defense. She has to surrender into change and surrender into harmonizing with the earth. Not just she, but all of us, if you will, right? Does that make
sense?
Right,
I was thinking about that. Mm-hmm. That was kind of what I was wondering. Because mm-hmm. it seems like those, even what those of us who have been working to develop that awareness, boy, some days it's just so sticky.
Oh, it's very sticky. It really is. So do you find when you do old breathing or energy exercises, it helps you? Because my feeling, oh, I should let you answer before I go burbling on here.
I was enjoying the burbling, but I'm trying to find what is effective for me, because I've not really, how can I put this, been in this level of awareness all that long, and it seems is it the more I become aware, the more I realize I've got to develop more skills to be able to move with this whole process. And the breathing is one I'm working with a bit, but it has helped quite a lot, and cleaning out the chakras and becoming more grounded, all of these things. I'm still trying to figure out if there's a pattern for me, or if it's just going to be whatever I feel like in the moment, it's going to be helpful. It's a confusing time, but yet it's interesting and productive.
Well, when I watch you and many other people, I say it might be very confusing, because we have to go into chaos in order to change. But it seems like anywhere you have held your patterns, and look at yourselves, everybody at home, the way we've held our patterns has to be changed. And maybe you can do it in a rhythmic fashion. Maybe you can do it in harmony. Most of us do it in phases of disruption and chaos and recreation.
Yeah.
And most of the recreation comes through, like if you're an energy body and you've had surgery, which I know you have, if you're an energy body, there has to be a certain kind of healing, but also you can begin to sense more and more when your energy is trapped in certain parts of your body, and you can release that. How? Through just being conscious to it, or going to, energy practitioners. But I think you can do a lot of it on your own. Does that make sense to you? Because I really think we have to value the differences amongst us so we can be one. You see what I mean?
It is, and being able to move to that so that we can have the clarity and the, how can I put that, and that a level of appreciation for being in that oneness. It's so attractive and so dynamic.
It is, isn't it? I'm one of the people that I've interviewed, and there are many others that talk this way, but it's one of the people that I've interviewed on my Paradigm Shifters is Peter Calhoun, whom I absolutely adore, but he went to heaven. He went to the other side, but he talked, he had been a priest and he had visions, and he learned about how limited we are and why, and it became very shamanic in his work. And shamanic to me means you enter different vibrational levels or different vibrational realities to move things. For example, back to you in your, and I want to link that he always taught that you can be unlimitable. But when I go back to you or others, when you have pains and so on, we can go in there and move these frequencies through and actually maybe not eradicate in the heartbeat those pains, but over time we can rearrange the way the energies are moving in order to release ourselves from pains and thereby becoming a little more and more unlimitable, if that makes sense.
I love that.
I do too, and I see it in people. And it isn't always a piece of cake, you know? Because we don't know, and I'll say people at home, we don't know where we hold our resistances, do we? You know, sometimes they're on many, many levels down inside of our psyche and so on. You see, resistances of letting go, structures the way we thought we knew them. So if you've got all kinds of pains and so on, then to enter that part of your own awareness, of your own consciousness and your own levels of consciousness, is sometimes we encounter quite a bit of hard rock. Does that make sense?
It does.
But you're doing a great job.
Thank you. And it's such a process, and it's so amazingly individual.
It is, isn't it? And that's where we have to absolutely admire our individuality as we go into oneness. I have another call from Sharon from Idaho, but
yes.
I'm so grateful that you called in, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be well and have fun in the craziness of it all.
And you as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, it's so interesting just seeing your energy bodies shimmering, a lot of you out there changing. Sharon, you've called in from Idaho, and I'm so grateful. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. I'm having fun tonight. Can you tell?
You sound calm and very pure somehow. Oh. It's wonderful. Oh.
Thank you.
So I wanted to say more about the whole theme that you've been talking about, explore more, you know, what does Mother Earth need from us and what to do in this time when there is so much fear. And for, you know, a year or more, people have been talking about, should I move away from the United States? You know, is it hopeless? If I stay, what can I do here? And I just have that same kind of question about, is there... It feels like there's a certain amount of opportunity in all the chaos in terms of people coming together more than they have in a long time, more marches, more, and yet it seems very binary, very volatile, very confrontational in many ways, and sometimes not so collaborative. And so maybe I'm just looking at the negative and not seeing the positive enough, but I'm just wondering, collectively, what we can be focusing on personally, what should I be trying to focus on in all of this?
Let me just, like, when you spoke of that, I get lots of visions when you're talking, and it's really interesting because we're a very split society, very polarized, as we know, and a lot of the... And I'll be prejudiced right now for a minute about where I'm at. For example, Trump, I'm not a Trump supporter, but he sure did a lot to bring up stuff that was hiding in the community structure that's called the American way, you know. And he brought a lot of that up, and he got a lot of us to become more active than we've been before in the political awareness business. And so he didn't mean to do it that way for us, but I think you'd find that he's been a very good catalyst that way. And when I see the, when you were talking about the split and the polarization or whatever terms you used, I see immediately that part of our country is in a state of total reaction. And when we want to know what to do, I go, I want myself to be in center and in clearing over and over and not be a hotbed of reaction inside of me. I've had moments in my life where I'm quite reactive, and I don't think that's a place to evolve. And when you said to go out, this made me laugh, when you said so many people think they're going to leave the States, and I've been one of those because I'm Canadian, as you know. But I'm staying for two things. One is for my kids, and the other is I think some of us we're meant to be here for this, because I think it's a huge transitional time for consciousness. And when you said that about leaving, I just immediately saw us kind of raising our frequencies a little higher. So what's going on the more murky levels of politics and human conflict here, we're kind of rising above it and not attracting it in anymore, and actually imposing more of a sense of order and support from a higher level of vibration. Because I believe this old line, which is change the energy, change the reality. Now, does all that make sense?
It does. It does. Thank you very much.
Does it sound too out there?
No, not at all. Because I've been thinking that too, about, or some of what you said about, I don't know, about the idea of rising above, because that sounds like being better than or something. I'm not sure what words I know what you meant, but for me, what words would work. But some sort of not getting caught up in that react. I've been feeling like things are way too reactive for way too long. And
exactly.
And how can we be proactive? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how can we be proactively collaborative? How can we embrace each other? How can we work together to solve problems? I feel like we're just so fractured. And oddly, though, like I think about how we have just two strong parties in our country. And I wonder if we had several, if we wouldn't be so polarized, if there would be more of a conversation instead of a fight. And anyway, that's something that would take decades to change, but more immediately, what can we do in our personal lives? What can we do in the national conversation
I think it's a great question, Sharon. And one of the things I want to say, something that I know you know well enough, which is if you see people out there being racist or, you know, let's pick one of these things, damaging in reaction somehow, I think it's still really imperative, something we used to say 15 years ago, drop inside and find that part of you that's just like that. And we don't like that. It's really ugly. I like when I have to go in and find my jealousies, for example, I hate it. I even blush if it's the dead of night. But it's the only way for me to, or for any of us, to clear up the hidden stuff that it's the hidden stuff in us that we deny ourselves of having that is triggered in very odd times. And these people that are yelling and screaming about, even about blacks, what is it? Somebody was calling somebody, you know, the N-word, which we're never, ever supposed to say. They were screaming Bolshevik ends, you know, and I'm like, God, they don't even know what the words mean, really. You know, that's coming from a deep place of a very kind of like a primitive fear. We have to drop in and find those things in ourselves rather than attack back or react back. And I think the more of those we find, the higher our frequencies get, and the more people who are doing that. It's like those people with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi in the years ago who meditated for 3 months in Washington, D.C., and all of the crime dropped, alcoholism dropped, a whole bunch of things just really cleaned itself up. These people did nothing but meditate. And yeah, so that's an example of rising above that I admire. Now, we can't necessarily take all the time off to do that, but I know those of you who are calling it, I know an awful lot of people that are working to be conscious, and I think it starts with being inside. It's all about me, you know? And then consciously letting go of the akipu in myself, and rising up and connecting with those, you'll automatically be connecting with those that are doing a similar thing. And it already is growing large groups of people. If you look at nonprofits these days and the kind of work people are doing out there in the world, it's shocking how much really great stuff is going on for the sake of life on this planet. It doesn't make the news, right?
No, you're right. It's very inspirational, and I need to remember that.
Yeah, and you're inspirational, too.
Oh, that's sweet. And I just have one other quick thing that I just thought of while you were talking about that is I had read recently in the paper about all these people who were judging the neo-Nazis and so forth who were in Charlottesville and saying that they're, quote, bad people or evil people as opposed to maybe confused people or whatever, and one of the people in the article who was interviewed is a gentleman who used to be in that frame of mind, and now he has exited it, and he's trying to work with people to pull them out, to say, be more compassionate, don't judge other people based on their race, and so forth. And he says this polarizing conversation about how neo-Nazis are bad, then how do you reach them at all with any sort of compassion and start a valid or a genuine conversation to say, I can see why you might be afraid economically or whatever their core fear is that's making them lash out at someone else, but have a true conversation rather than just yelling at them from across the street without knowing them and just, like how can they move from their position if all they're being told is that they're in a box of nastiness? And so anyway, so that what you said helps me understand all that and think
and
more,
you know,
about the compassion.
I love that story that you just relayed, and I just want to say, when people say, but that's who I am, this is who I am, I am aware now that actually I believe we can be unlimitable, which means we are capable of incredible transformation and transcendence. And what you're speaking about with the, for example, the extreme right or the alt-right or whatever, that we have to assume that they have that in them too, right?
Right, right. Yes.
So I think you're on track of being, what we don't realize is that we're real contributors. The more people that catch on to this transcendence kind of stuff and the compassion for ourselves. We have to start there because most of us pick on ourselves something fiercely.
Yeah.
The more it radiates out, and it's kind of contagious, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So I really thank you for your call. It's a wonderful call.
Thank you. This is great.
It's really fun for me. So thanks for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings
to you. Take care. Blessings to you too, Sharon. Wow, and it's so true, isn't it? Because back to energy that we were talking about at the beginning, as we recognize that we have the same urges and same fears and the same, you know, different proportions of it, people who, and where we're wounded, we tend to be reactive and so on. The more of that we understand in ourselves, the more we can shift those frequencies and allow. Here's the big thing. We got these new frequencies coming in. We talked about that. And you can allow those. You can download those into your body, mind, emotional self and give yourself access to a far more expanded vista than you would have had before. It's a really remarkable thing. But one of the places you have to go is go into yourself and find out what you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you're afraid of, and release those things or act them out long enough that you can release them. And also quietly tune in to what's required around us to understand Mother Nature's needs. You know, people say, well, she can fix everything. I believe that's true too. But we are kind of marauders on her body sometimes, and we need to stay in tune with how we can vibrate with her and help her in her ascension process as well. None of us is separate, right? So this is Veronica Entwistle. I'm really grateful for those of you who phoned in. I'm grateful for those of you who are listening. I'm grateful for all the people out there who are paying attention with how do I help Mother Earth? How do I help one another? How do I help the people in the floods and the hurricanes and the fires and so on? How do I help all the animals that are running for their lives in so many places? And I know that you're making a difference, and I'm making a difference just by comprehending that. But also remember, we're on an evolutionary track, and maybe we're going to evolve through this. If any of you would like to join my my Sacred Geometric Meditation group, where we assemble on Zoom on Tuesday mornings at 8 o'clock West Coast time, and on Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. West Coast time. And if you're interested at all, send me an email, veronica@veronicaantwistle.com, and I will sign you up and invite you in when we do the next ones. It's really wonderful, and we do a series of manifestations. We do some healing. We bring in people. We have all these little beds that we create in our mind's eye, and we bring in people who require healing. And I'm told by some of the people that they really feel it when they're in, they call it, put me into the structures is what they call it. And a lot of people at home feel it. And the more we can learn to handle frequencies and so on, the faster we can evolve and help one another. It radiates out of our body and our auras. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for tuning into Paradigm Shifters. Remember, I have podcasts, Paradigm Shifters, and there's all kinds of YouTubes, Veronica Entwistle under youtubes.com. And so you can download the podcasts. I'd love to have your feedback on them. And what else can I tell you? Tune in and let's talk again next week. Many, many blessings and good night to everyone.